This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The Pirates have made big September news. Unfortunately, it's not for anything happening on the field. It's for the Rowdy Tellez situation. They get rid of him basically one game before he has a $200,000 bonus kick in. As I mentioned earlier, it's not really about caring about Rowdy Tellez or his bank account. I couldn't care less. It's the principle of the thing. And it's, if I were a fan, why did you keep him here all year? You wait till now to get rid of him? And Michael A. Taylor and all these other guys you've had all year, Connor Joe, and now right before you have to pay him, a day before, you get rid of him. And the Pirates, through that move, engendered a good 24 hours of international disgrace is what happened. Literally. I was watching shows in Canada where Rowdy played a year in Toronto, and they were ripping the Pirates. So from every corner of the baseball universe, people looked at this and said, what are you doing? What are you doing? Let's go to John Parrotto from Pittsburgh Baseball Now. He's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Johnny, your take on the stiffing of Rowdy Tellez.
I thought it was very petty. I mean, come on, the guy, I know he didn't have a great year. He didn't do exactly what they were hoping he would do. They hoped they were going to catch lightning in a bottle and maybe hit 35 homers like he did 2 years ago with the Brewers. But, I mean, the guy's been here all year. He's been a good soldier. Even when he was awful the first 2 months, he never complained, never ducked the media, was extremely popular in the clubhouse. And, you know, for a couple months, and I know he tailed off in September, but for a couple months, he was one of their better hitters. So, but just the whole thing, to know that the guy's that close to $200,000 and to basically screw him out of it, just very petty and just a terrible, terrible look. And the Pirates just never have a sense of good public relations. So, I mean, well, why do you do that? I mean, you know, it just makes no sense.
So, is this a common practice in baseball? I saw Jeff Passan saying, yeah, it happens. I think the Giants just did this to a guy maybe, but he said it's not very frequent that you see something like this.
No, the last time I recall, at least from the Pirates side, was going, you have to go back a long time to 2003. They had a pitcher named Jeff D'Amico, and he had a bonus. And I can't remember exactly the money. I want to say either 50 or 100,000 if he made 30 starts. And when you got the 29 starts in the next to last week of the season, Lloyd McClendon was manager, and he was told by management not to pitch him anymore the rest of the year to save that money. And he did end up with only 29 starts, but D'Amico filed a grievance, and an independent arbitrator ruled in his favor and said the Pirates shut him down in bad faith, and he ended up getting his money. So it'll be interesting to see if Rowdy Tellez does the same here, files a grievance, and if he does, if he'll win or not.
John Parrotto of Pittsburgh Baseball Now. So, Johnny, we opened the show today with a very short description of this Pirates season. What did you say, Limits?
I said I had three different words, 76, skeins, and disappointment.
76 for the win total, whether they'll match it. I said disaster, but skeins. I mean, it was a big deal that this guy arrived and did what he did, a very big deal. But my God, Johnny, can you imagine if he didn't? Well, what would we be celebrating about this season? I thought it was a profound disappointment. You?
I don't know if I'd go as far as the profound, but it's definitely a disappointment. I didn't expect them to make the playoffs this year, but I thought when they were, you know, right on the cusp of the being in the wild card, you know, I believe they were with a half a game out on July 28th or 29th. I thought they were at least hanging race. I mean, I didn't necessarily think they would get one of the three wild cards, but I also didn't think they would sink like a rock and end up in last place in the NL Central again. And the 10-game losing streak right after the trade deadline just killed them. And, you know, the trade deadline, you know, they went out and got Brian De La Cruz to add power to the lineup, and he hit, what, two or three home runs since he came here from the Marlins. So, yeah, it's definitely a disappointment. And I know Derek Shelton tried to spin it otherwise the other day, and I'm sure when Ben Cherington meets with the media probably sometime next week to kind of recap the season, I'm sure he's going to try to spin it that way too. Because, you know, Joe, there's never a sad day in Bucco Land.
Are you 100%
lose and lose and lose?
Are you 100%?
It's fine.
Are you 100% sure that Shelton and Cherington will both be back?
No, and the reason why is, you know, shockingly, Bob Nottingham, Travis Williams has not talked to the media, so we don't know what they're thinking, and I wonder. I mean, you know, they've had 5 years. Do you give them one more year? Because I will say this, their first year was kind of a throwaway because it was the pandemic season, and that wasn't really like a real season. I don't know. Do you account for that and say, well, really, it's only been 4 years? If they do come back, I think there'll definitely be a mandate that you better show improvement next year. They'll definitely have to make changes. I still think they're coming back, but again, I don't know what the owner is thinking, and neither does anyone else. You know, you talk to other people around the organization, and everybody's in the dark on exactly what they're going to do here, if they're going to make moves or come back status quo.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Do you think these last four games matter? I mean, on one hand, it seems ridiculous, like you haven't made up your mind already, Bob Nutting, on whether these guys will come back. On the other hand, man, it's a tough sell if you can't even match what you did last year when you were 10 games under.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've had 158 games now. That's a pretty fair amount of time to make an assessment, I would think. But you know, like I was telling somebody in a press box last night, I said, you watch, they'll beat the Brewers again today, and then they'll sweep the Yankees over the weekend and finish five wins in a row, and everything will be wonderful again, and look at the progress we made. We got momentum going into the off season, and, you know, I don't know. To me, it just seems stale here, and, you know, you hear the same things over and over and over, but you don't see the results, and, you know, I mean, I never like to see anyone lose their job. And I like Ben Cherington and Derek Shelton personally. I mean, certainly I have no axe to grind with either one. But, I mean, at some point you have to win. And they've been here 5 years, and they're not winning yet.
Yeah, man. That's the thing. So some quick questions, Johnny, for you as we head into the off season. Is Brian Reynolds going to be the first baseman next year?
I think so. There's more smoke. When there's that much smoke, there's got to be some fire. And he wouldn't be working out daily at first base if they weren't considering it. And for them to say, oh, he's just kind of like just for fun doing that. You don't work out of the position every day just for fun.
How about Henry Davis? Are you concerned that, I'll just say it, are you concerned he's going to be a bust?
I think he might already be. I've seen nothing. I've seen nothing in the time he's been in the major leagues to make me feel that he's going to be a good big league player. And when I talk to people from other teams and talk to scouts, they all feel the same way too. I have not talked to anybody that thinks that he's going to be a star player, maybe a competent big league player, and that's his ceiling, competent. But no, I really have no faith that that's going to happen.
And finally, the Ke'Bryan Hayes mystery. I want this guy to be okay. I know what it's like to have chronic back pain, but if the best they're going to come up with is a strength program, I'm no doctor, but this has been years now. I don't have faith that he's going to come back next year ready to go physically and be able to withstand an entire season and be productive. You?
You know, I question that too. I've been fortunate. I haven't had back problems, but I know a lot of people who have. And like you said, they're usually chronic. I talked to Keith for quite a while yesterday, the first time I had a chance to talk to him in a couple months, really at any length. He went to see Robert Watkins, the noted back specialist in Los Angeles, who's considered the premier orthopedic surgeon when it comes to backs. He said that they changed the strengthening program. They made it, more strenuous, and he's optimistic. But, we'll see, Joe. And, I don't have the x-rays. I don't have the MRIs. But it would seem to me that eventually he's going to have surgery if he's going to ever truly recover from this. Because, like you said, he's been on a strengthening program for 2 years now. And other than a 50-game stretch in the second half of last year, there really has shown no tangible results that has helped.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm thinking. And I'm thinking, all right, he's on a strength program. That's going to take a while to see if that actually works. In fact, you won't know it until he starts playing baseball games again. So if surgery's the answer, would you just want to do that right now? And get this, try to take care of this. But I'm not a renowned spine surgeon, so I won't speculate. How about the rotation starting next season? And by the way, Mitch Keller. This is a second straight year in which he's just crumbled late. Your concern level with him?
There's some concern. I never thought he was a number one. And I know he was, by process of elimination, the number one here the last couple of years. It is concerning. And, it's kind of been lost in the shuffle with some of the other problems they've had the last couple months, but he's really been bad since the All-Star break. They're committed. They give him a 5-year, $67 million deal in spring training, so Oscar Marin or whoever the pitching coach is come next year is going to need to fix him in spring training, because it's just been a very disappointment and a very under, and I'll take responsibility for this too, a very underreported story. It's just kind of gone unnoticed how bad he's been.
Johnny, we appreciate the time. We appreciate the time all year. Hopefully, when a big story pops up now and again, we'll be talking.
Well, Joe, you have my number anytime. I'd be glad to do it. It's always good talking with you, buddy. And you make me laugh, too, so I have fun doing it.
I appreciate it, man. We'll talk.
Okay, take care.
It sounds like Johnny's at a train station. I should have followed up on that. Is he still there, Limits?
He's at the game.
Oh, he's at the game.
Yeah,
okay.
Right,
so
the press box.
Likely at the trolley stop. Yes, I would imagine.
Maybe so.
That's what it sounded like. I'm just speculating there.